Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Lisa Steen-Riggs joins us this morning from up there in Elkhorn because the Danish villages are going to be celebrating Julefest here coming up this weekend, the 27th and 28th of November. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Lots of planning went into this, right?
Yeah, there always is, but it always, you know, it's our 37th year of doing it, so we almost have it down to a science, and we're just always excited when there's new things that we can add.
Do you get comments from folks year to year on some things maybe they thought could enhance the celebration?
Yeah, I think, you know, just not as much parking up here because, you know, we're, I'm kidding. We have lots of good parking. No, we get a lot of good comments. It is just, you know, the weather, we never know, but if it's bad weather, we have all these indoor events, so there's really nothing outside except for our third annual polar run, which is from Hamilton's Mermaid to the Danish Windmill on Saturday morning. It's a 5K, and we call it Naughty or Nissa 5K polar run, so people know it's going to be cold, so they dress for it, and we always seem to have a great crowd, and it's just a fun time.
So you dress real warm when you're running that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not running. I hand out the peppermint mints and the glug afterwards.
Oh, well, then they like to see you.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, there's so much going on, I'm not even really sure where to start. That you have something, though, for everybody.
Yes, there is. You know, we always have one of the, you know, big draws is our unique craft fairs. And this year we have two of them. They're both, one's in Kimmelton at the Cottonwood Barn, and it's called Cottonwood Christmas. And then the other one's at the Elkhorn Town Hall, and that's Main Street Country Boutique. And that's where a lot of the local women from the area, I'd say, you know, 30-mile radius, they come with their crafts, their baked goods, jewelry, quilts, and much more. But that is at the Cottonwood Barn in Kimmelton and at the Elkhorn Town Hall. And again, this is an Elkhorn-Kimmelton event. We call it Julefest in the Danish Villages. And we have that. And then, of course, we have all of our nonprofits, our museums. Both the Danish Windmill is going to have a Danish Christmas market and be serving hot glug and Danish cheeses. The Museum of Danish America is offering free admission, and they also have some new exhibitions that we really invite you to go up. It, you know, that changes quite often. Plus, this year they have a young man, I think he's like 8 or 10, I think he's older than that, that's actually a Lego, master Lego maker, and he's going to be putting on a presentation on Saturday at the Museum of Danish America. And a lot of people don't know that Legos are made in Denmark, so a very Danish item. We also have the Museum of Danish America. We'll have a special exhibit, and that's on Main Street. And actually, they're serving some pepinerder, and that's both Friday and Saturday. Bestmore's House, which is the Danish grandmother's house, it's like a step back in time and see how it's decorated the old way. And Saturday night is kind of a fun time in the villages. The Better Elkhorn Club is serving free pancakes at the fire station, our new fire station. And it's a beautiful facility. We ask people to come out and see it. That's from 5 to 7. And again, you know, the business people in the community are very thankful for their patronage throughout the year, so it's kind of their way of the club saying thank you and Merry Christmas by giving out free pancakes and sausage. And then at 7 o'clock that night at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church is a Christmas concert, and this is something really special also, is young people, older people from the communities around, people that have a talent to either playing the organ, singing an instrument. We have just top-notch musicians in the area, and they put on a Christmas concert. And then for the Danish Flair, afterwards you go down into the basement for coffee and cookies, and then you dance around the Christmas tree. And this is a very Danish tradition. And then, you know, we're so proud of our businesses that are here year-round. You know, we invite you to go into their stores for specials, and we have the old Danish workshop that's right across from the windmill. And he's like Santa's helper. This guy's just amazing what he makes in his workshop. Of course, you know, the egg crate has the antiques, repurpose items, you know, quite popular place to go. And, you know, Daisy Girl, which makes her own bath and body products, now has Coffee Girl, which is right across from the windmill. And she usually has some food specialties and specialty drinks that she offers, and then also to see her good homemade Iowa products. And it's very high quality that she makes. We also, the Flour Mill, which is up Main Street in Elkhorn, they'll be having their special items that they make as far as their pizzas and pastas, but they also make Danish rye bread, and they have cookies and pies, and it's just a great place to go. And then our other new, you know, pretty much these are new food businesses. We have the Village Cafe, and they're adding new products all the time. It's very good. Plus, they now have taken over the Danish Kringle making business for Elkhorn. And his Kringles are just top quality. You can get it in fruit and almond, and because that's kind of a number one thing that people ask for is Danish pastries when they come to town. So we're happy to report we have Kringles now, and they will be serving Ebelskiver and the Diestepuls in the morning. And, of course, our beautiful winery 2 miles outside of town. You know, they have tasting samples. You can also take a tour, and they also have a lovely gift shop. And we're proud this year that Boulder's Inns and Suites from Atlantic are a sponsor. So if you're staying over, we suggest you stay at Boulder's Inns and Suites in Atlantic. Very nice hotel, too. I hope I'm not missing anything. You know, we do have that run on Saturday morning. We do have Santa Claus that will be throughout the villages. There might be some musicians that will be strolling. These are pretty much all free events. If there is an entry fee, it's very minimal. You know, it's just a way to get into the Christmas spirit in the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimmelton. And again, this is Friday and Saturday, the 27th and the 28th. But also a lot of these businesses that are here year-round are also open on Sunday, the 29th. We do have maps. You can stop at the local businesses or go online to danishvillages.com or danishwindmill.com, where you can download the actual brochure with map. You can't get lost. You know, we're here to help you. We invite you to come have a great time in the villages.
Well, in small communities, or any community for that matter, out here in rural Iowa, it's important to be able to support those local businesses year-round anyway. But when you have an event like this, Lisa, is this a good time for folks to either discover something new or maybe get reacquainted with something they haven't been to in a while?
I think both. And it's something for all age groups. And again, every place pretty much has something to eat or to sample. It's a fun time because a lot of families are gathered together at Thanksgiving, so it's a place to take your family, your relatives. You know, there's tours of the museum and the windmill. We have a lot of new things happening in both locations. It's something that is a little bit different than running to Omaha or Des Moines to get in on the Black Friday. We encourage people to shop local. You know, we shop small is the big thing, too. You know, a lot of us do have websites. We have web stores. But it's just fun to come into our buildings, touch the products, see what we have. And we are quite proud because you probably can get something for every single person on your Christmas list. If not, just come and get in on the Christmas spirit.
And in your corner of the world, still fundraising for the windmill? Is this an important time to keep that message alive?
Yes, very much so, because right now the windmill is not turning. And it was 40 years ago that the residents, you know, over 300 volunteers helped rebuild it. It had not worked in Denmark for 20 years. And then once it came to Elkhorn, we got it back to working condition. And because of our harsh winters and our hot summers, there's been some shifting of the large sales. And so we know we're going to have to do some major repair. We're waiting for this Danish millwright to come over from Denmark to do an assessment and let us know how much it actually is going to cost to get it fixed. Because there's no sense having a beautiful 1848 Danish windmill just sit here not turning in the wind. And as you know, we've had lots of wind. So we want to see it going again. We want to hear those old gears creak. So we are accepting donations at this time to get the mill turning again.
Excellent. So go and enjoy some great stuff. And if you really enjoy all they have to offer in the Danish villages, maybe you could leave a little bit of money behind, too, for some of the crafts and things, and perhaps a donation as well to help out in perpetuity. Very good. Well, Lisa, we hope you have great weather for this, and hope you have another great crowd. I'm sure you'll see a lot of familiar faces, maybe some Elkhorn and Kimbleton natives popping back in again.
Oh, we love it. We love seeing everybody come back home, you might say.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time, and you have a great success with Yule Fest.
Thank you so much.